Welcome to the Sugar Switch Podcast, featuring Kathy Orman, health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. This is the number one short, sweet, and to-the-point podcast all about sugar. You'll discover how to kick the sugar, eliminate cravings for good, increase your energy, lose weight, look good, and feel great. And you'll be empowered to reduce your risk for serious health issues. And now, here's your host, Kathy Orman. Hello and welcome to the Sugar Switch Podcast. This is Kathy Orman. I'm your host, and I am so excited to be here, and I'm really glad that you're here. Today, this is, right now, it's a historic moment for me. This is the very first podcast of the Sugar Switch, and I am really excited about it, and I'm so happy that you're here to listen to it and share it with me. Thank you so much for joining me. Now, you may be wondering, what is the Sugar Switch? Well, the sugar switch is an invisible mechanism inside your body that controls your insulin production system. And I chose the name the sugar switch because this is something that you can visualize, a switch going on or off. And the sugar switch is controlled by the food you eat every day. So it's either turned on or it's turned off, depending on what you're eating. So it's something that you can control, just like a light switch, only it's invisible because it's inside your body. So that's a little bit about what the sugar switch is. When the sugar switch is off, your insulin production is working normally, and it's healthy, it's not being overworked, it's not underworked, everything's going great, you're in good health. When the sugar switch is flipped on, it means that your insulin system is being overworked. When you have too much insulin being produced, it causes your pancreas to be in stress, and it can easily wear out your pancreas. The net result of that actually is that you could end up being pre-diabetic, or you could, worse than that, end up being diabetic. Diabetes has its own set of health issues that come with it. They're very, very serious health issues. So it's really, really important to keep your insulin system and your pancreas healthy and working within that normal range so that you never have to worry about being diabetic or pre-diabetic or having any of those kind of health issues. So many health issues are related to what we eat and what we do every day. We have the power to avoid so many serious health issues just by making changes in our diet and our lifestyle every single day. I'd like to share my story with you. It shows just exactly how food and lifestyle can either make us healthy or it can make us sick. In 2011, I had a health crisis that literally laid me flat on my back. Now, I have to admit, I really thought I was eating healthy food. Truly, I did. And I wasn't getting as much exercise as I knew I should be. Nonetheless, I had this health crisis where I could hardly even get out of bed. I had such little energy. I was overweight. I had joint pain. I had digestive issues. And I had high cholesterol. I'd been to the doctor several times, and she couldn't find anything wrong with me. And finally, she did a whole lot of blood tests, and the only thing it showed was inflammation, systemic inflammation. And when I asked her, so where is this inflammation? She said, everywhere. I said, what do you mean everywhere? She said, it's everywhere in your body. Well, I was very shocked, to say the least. And I said, well, how did I get it? And she said, well, we don't know. And I asked her if we could find out, and she said, no, it would take far too many tests to find out where it came from. And you're fine. So that was it for the medical system, and that's as far as the help I got. So whatever would happen next, it had to be without medical intervention because there was no help for me at that point. Synchronicity came into my life, and I was guided to take a health coaching program that was a 3-month-long program, and it was pretty much my only choice. My husband took it with me. He had a few health issues as well. And so together, we did this 3 months of health coaching, and it turned our lives around, literally. It was all about eating healthy food, whole foods, foods that are low glycemic and won't spike your blood sugar, and foods that are designed to keep your insulin production system working normally and staying healthy. Well, at the beginning of this program, I have to tell you, I knew nothing about the glycemic index, low glycemic food. I knew nothing about blood sugar or insulin or any of those things. But within 3 months of following this program that taught me all I needed to know about keeping the insulin system healthy, within 3 months, a lot of my issues were disappearing. Within 6 months, there was huge improvement. And within 1 year, I was pretty much free of joint pain. The excess weight I had disappeared. I was feeling so much more energetic. It was like I was a different person. It was just totally amazing. I was so blown away by the results of this 3-month health coaching program that I took the coaching course for this program and found that that really wasn't all the information I wanted. So from there, I went to health coaching school, to Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and became a certified health coach. After that, I wrote the book called The Sugar Switch, and I developed a program called The Sugar Switch, and the program is now a 3-step system called The Sugar Switch System. So that's how The Sugar Switch came into being, and health coaching is something that I'm very, very passionate about. I'm very passionate about helping people to not have the issues I had. All of the issues I had were preventable, and I had no idea that I was going the wrong direction in my health and my diet and my lifestyle. No idea. I'm passionate about helping people to understand that whole foods and healthy lifestyle elements are what's going to keep them healthy for the rest of their life. It's amazing what food will do for you. You just have to know the right foods to choose to be the healthiest you can be. I have to say that having a health crisis really shook me up. It made me realize that without good health, I have nothing. Without good health, I can't get out of bed. I can't make breakfast. I can't look after my kids or my grandkids or my husband. I can't have a job of any sort. I can accomplish absolutely nothing in my life without good health. Having a health crisis and recovering from it was truly a life-changing experience. And it made me passionate about helping other people to be the healthiest they can be. It's so important because without your health, there's nothing else that really matters. Nothing else gets done, no matter what's on your schedule. So it is truly very important. It is the cornerstone of everything you do. That's why I'm doing the Sugar Switch podcast. Because I can help people through spoken word. I can help them by telling them or giving them information and knowledge that will help them every day in their life to build and create the healthiest life they can. The most shocking part of my health crisis for me was realizing that all of the health issues I had were directly related to the food I was eating and the exercise I was not getting. So it was all about diet and lifestyle, healthy diet and healthy lifestyle. That was really shocking to me because I honestly thought I was eating a healthy diet. What I thought was a healthy diet is actually the standard North American diet, which is not healthy at all, by the way. It's full of refined foods that have no nutrition at all and a lot of sugar, which again has no nutrition. But it's very common in our North American culture to have this diet, and all the marketing tells us that it's healthy. All the marketing makes us believe that we're actually having good quality food when it's not actually so. We're actually filling our tummies with food, or what we think is food, and we are nutritionally starving. So that is the trap that I fell into. Our standard North American diet is extremely high in refined foods, processed foods, and sugar both. Now, when it comes to the difference between sugar and refined foods, they're technically not the same thing, because a white piece of bread or a white bun or white pasta and a candy bar look different to us. But when it comes to our body and the way our body processes it, there is no difference. The body sees the pasta exactly the same way it sees the sugar. So it deals with the pasta in exactly the same way it deals with the sugar. So refined foods and sugar to the body are the same thing. So in today's podcast, I'm going to talk about sugar, public enemy number one. We'll tell you why it's public enemy number one and all of the things that it causes. There are 10 different, at least 10, there's actually more than 10 different health issues that sugar causes. Sugar is public enemy number one. So why would sugar be public enemy number one? Well, without sugar, we'd be so much healthier. Sugar is an addiction for us. It's absolutely addictive. It undermines our health and it causes a cycle of blood sugar spiking and crashing, and that in itself causes cravings. So it actually perpetuates the addiction for us. Did you know that our brain has an addiction center that is stimulated by sugar? Our brain releases natural chemicals, dopamine and serotonin, which are the body's natural feel-good chemicals. When our chemical center or our addiction center is stimulated, we feel good, and that in itself perpetuates the addiction. We always want to feel that good. So that's one thing that sugar does. Another thing about sugar is that it's found in all refined foods. The food manufacturers make the food taste good by adding sugar, and it addicts us so that we continue to buy those refined food products. Foods are specifically engineered to addict us, but that's another topic for another day. What we know is that there is absolutely a science behind the refined and engineered foods. The big food companies have people on their staff to actually figure out what will help us to be addicted to their products. So we do know that it's not by mistake that we are all addicted to refined foods and junk food. Nope, there's no accident there. There's another issue about sugar that becomes quite evident when you're trying to eliminate sugar from your diet, and that's the fact that the food labels are very confusing. We literally don't understand how much sugar we're consuming every day because we are so confused about the food labels and the marketing of sugar. One problem is that sugar has so many names that we have a hard time knowing which is sugar and which is not sugar in a product. Let's talk a little bit more about what makes sugar a proven health hazard. Sugar damages our body in so many ways. Most of us are not even aware of the negative effects of sugar consumption, and sugar has been linked to countless chronic illnesses, including cancer. I was certainly surprised at how much damage sugar can do and how much damage it did in my body, I'll tell you. So here's a list of 10 things that sugar does in our body that are negative. 10 health issues that it causes. Number one, it causes a blood sugar roller coaster. Sugar causes the elevation of our blood sugar, which makes our body produce excess insulin, and that throws our whole insulin system out of balance. We end up in a negative situation when it comes to insulin. The pancreas is overworked. We end up with insulin resistance because the insulin no longer works properly and the cells don't accept the sugar. And the insulin has to be put somewhere, so it ends up in places like the liver or the kidneys, and it causes things like fatty liver. So that's one of the things, is the blood sugar roller coaster. And the effects of the blood sugar roller coaster are really annoying, and actually they can be happening over and over again every day, and it's very debilitating. You can have low energy, headaches, irritability, dizziness, jitters, and you can feel hungry all the time. You can keep on, it perpetuates the craving, so you keep on craving. It's just a vicious circle, really. So that's number one, blood sugar roller coaster. Number two, insulin resistance. I have already sort of alluded to this. Sugar causes insulin resistance. If you eat a lot of sugar, what happens is that the insulin, its job is to take the sugar out of the blood and take it to the cells and put it where it can be used for energy. But if this is happening a lot and the cells get overloaded, the cells become insulin resistant. Insulin is like a key, and it opens up the cells and it puts the sugar into the cells. Well, if the cells become insulin resistant, the key that is insulin no longer works. That's when insulin has to find a new place for the blood sugar to go. And that's when you have things like fatty liver, and you also have a problem with excess weight because the insulin can be put into brand new fat cells. So that's insulin resistance. Nutritional starvation, that's number three. So with sugar, it doesn't have any nutritional qualities. None. Zero. It's a toxin to our body, really. And refined foods fall under that category as well. There really isn't any nutrition in refined foods. So we are eating what we think is food, or what we're told is food, and our tummies are being filled up, and we feel like we're eating food. We feel like we're full, but yet our bodies are starving. Our cells are starving for nutrition. So it causes a nutritional deficiency. That's number three. Number four, increased risk for heart disease. Well, there's a lot of research out now that is indicating sugar as one of the big issues when it comes to heart disease. There's been a controversy about this for years, and fat for many, many years was the culprit and the villain. But now they're finding that fat actually is necessary in the body. It has a lot of functions that we need. We need fat for a lot of things, but we don't need sugar. And sugar does cause a lot of issues, and one of them they're finding is heart issues. Number five, addiction. We've already talked about the addiction part of sugar. So it causes the stimulation of the addiction center in your brain, which keeps going. And once you stop having the sugar or drastically reduce the amount of sugar you're taking in, the addiction center will settle down and kind of go back to its default mode, and there won't be the same level of addiction from the center in your brain. The other thing is that you're addicted. People like me and you become addicted to sugar in our taste buds. We become so used to the extreme taste of sugar that when we taste the sweetness of broccoli, it doesn't taste sweet at all. It tastes sour, as a matter of fact. So we are so attuned to that exaggerated super sweetness that we don't want anything else but that exaggerated sweetness. And that's all part of the addiction that keeps us coming back to these sugared items. Number six, sugar accelerates aging. Yeah, there's actually research out there that talks about how it damages the cells and how it actually helps us to age faster. Now, I'm not sure about you, but I don't really want to age any faster. It's happening every day as it is. And I don't want to age any faster for sure. Number seven, cognitive health damage. Sugar can cause issues in the cognitive health department. Again, a lot of research going on right now, even as I do this podcast, about how sugar is affecting people's minds and people's ability to think properly. It's how it affects dementia and Alzheimer's as we age. So they're really looking seriously at the effects of sugar and what happens to the brain. And the not just the brain, but the nerve connections between the brain and the rest of your body. So there's a lot of research going on. Number eight, sugar increases stress. Well, that actually is definitely true physically, because sugar can cause the body to release more fight or flight hormones, noradrenaline, cortisol, and adrenaline. And that actually is a stress response within the body. Now, granted, it's a very much a needed stress response when you have a fight or flight situation. But sugar will put us into that fight or flight feeling without the danger. So if we continuously eat sugar, our body continuously produces those fight or flight hormones, which is not a good thing. And the fight or flight hormones also have been related to weight gain. So, number nine, sugar suppresses the immune system. Yeah, that one's another big topic of research, and the latest research is saying that a lot of sugar in the body reduces the efficiency of your immune system because sugar and all the refined foods and junk foods are toxic simply because they're chemicals and they have no nutritional value. The body can't use them. The body doesn't even know what to do with them. They become toxic within our system. And that's why a lot of people are now starting to do detoxes, spring detoxes, fall detoxes, liver cleanses, you name it. There's all kinds of detox diets out there. And people are feeling the need to get rid of the toxins that are within their system. A lot of it's caused by sugar and junk food. Number 10, sugar has been linked to cancer. There have been many, many studies done. One of the latest findings between sugar and cancer is that cancer cells have receptors on the outside of them. And with the glucose in the blood that is not able to be put into the cells because of insulin resistance, that glucose is still floating around in the blood. And if there are cancer cells that have these receptors, the insulin signals the receptors on the cancer cells to use the glucose as energy. So what happens then is that the glucose becomes the energy source for the cancer and can cause the cancer to grow. So now instead of the glucose being used in our cells and our muscles, it ends up being used as an energy source for cancer. So that's one way that they have found that cancer may be linked to sugar. So that's issue number 10. That brings me to the end of this very first podcast for the Sugar Switch. I know that I promised it would be short, sweet, and to the point, and my intention is to keep the podcasts 15 minutes or less, but today was a little bit longer because of it being the very first one, and I wanted to tell you about the 10, well, there's more than 10, but about 10 things that sugar does negatively to us in our health. So thank you very much for joining me. You can find me on the internet, www.kathyorman.com, www.kathyorman.com. So please stop by and visit my website. I have a very large blog page. I have recipes that are healthy and low glycemic. And I would certainly love for you to join me next time with my next podcast. Thanks very much. Bye now. Thank you for joining Kathy on the Sugar Switch podcast. If you would like to be free of sugar and relentless cravings, increase your energy all day, every day, and totally avoid serious health issues such as diabetes and heart and stroke issues, Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Find out more about the Sugar Switch system and contact Kathy Orman at www.kathyorman.com. Once again, you've been listening to the Sugar Switch podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.